Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I'm going to talk about how to figure out if your site has been penalized by Google. So I get a lot of calls from attorneys that think that their site has been penalized by Google. This could be because all of a sudden their phones have gone silent, or they're getting less calls or no calls, or their site is not showing up for the keywords that they wanted to show up for. And they're terrified that they've been penalized by Google, they don't know how to recover, etc. So I'm going to give you a couple of simple tools you can use yourself to figure this out. So one thing to do is to go to google.com and to type in site, S-I-T-E, colon, and then your website's name. So if your site is abclaw.com, you'd go to Google and you type in S-I-T-E, colon, abclaw.com. Don't put the www, don't put the HTTP, none of that stuff. And when you do that, Google will return a result. It'll show you how many pages of your website it sees in its index. So one problem would be if it returns no results. That means there's something wrong and Google's not seeing any pages that make up your website. Or it could have de-indexed it completely, taken it out of its search results completely. This is pretty rare. But if this happens, you definitely know that there's something wrong with your site. It could be as simple as a simple robots.txt file. That's a file that allows Google to crawl your site. That could have a problem. Or again, your site could have been penalized by Google if that's what shows up. Okay, so when you do that command, you should show a number of pages, 10 pages, 100 pages, 1,000 pages, depending on how many Google sees. So if that looks okay, we'll go to the next step. Let's say your name is John Smith and you're a California attorney, okay? If your name is at all unique, and it is not, in fact, John Smith, you can Google John Smith, California attorney. Or let's say you're in Los Angeles. Google John Smith, Los Angeles attorney. So what you should see first in the search results is your website or something about you, but you should definitely see your website showing up in some of the top listings. If it's not, that is a sign that Google may have penalized your site or something is wrong with your site, because this is such a specific search term, you should definitely show up right away for your term. Another reason you might not show up is if you have a famous name. You know, there's a lawyer named Lawrence Taylor in California that maybe some of you guys know, but there's also a famous football player, same name. So if your name is famous, you may not show up, but if you put location or city attorney, you know, John Smith, you know, Riverside, California attorney, even if that name is also famous, you still should show up pretty high up there. Your website should show up. Another way to test it is to also put your law firm's name in, okay? So if your name is abc123law.com and you type that into Google and it doesn't show your own website coming up when you type that in, that definitely means there's a problem. Because your website, especially for something so specific, should definitely show up right there at the top. Let's go a little bit deeper, okay? So there's a free tool at majesticseo.com. You can go to that site and just type in your website name in the top. It has a big search bar there. And you make sure it's selected to root domain. Put it in there, click search. So it'll show you a couple factors. It'll show you what's called a trust flow. So what this website does is it emulates Google's algorithm, and it will rank your site, and it'll give it what's called a trust flow. That's a score of 1 to 100 that'll say how trustworthy your site is based on how many links it has, how many articles it has, etc. So if you know, first of all, no one gets a trust flow of above 40 or 50. I mean, that's almost impossible unless you're a government website. Typical ranges will be anywhere from 10 to 30. So if you're in the low end of that range, you know, 10, 12, 14, that's not bad. It means your site needs work in order to show up in more searches, but it's not a terrible thing. Now, if your trust flow is a 1, that's a sign that something's wrong with your site and Google has penalized it. That's one way to look. Okay, another way to look is using Google Analytics. Now, Google Analytics is a free tool installed on the back end of your website, And what it does is it tracks every visitor that comes to your site, whether they come from Google, Yahoo, Bing, if someone typed in the search name directly of your website, if someone came to you through Avvo or Facebook or, you know, Reach Local or whoever. It tracks every visitor that comes to your site. So if you've had this set up on your site for a while and you see a big drop in traffic, especially organic traffic, which is from Google, well, there's a big sign that Google has penalized your site. Or if your traffic has gone to zero, that's, you know, definitely a huge red flag that Google has penalized your site. If you don't see traffic dipping, well, that's kind of tough. That means Google hasn't penalized your site, but something else is going on. So that's another great way to look. If you haven't installed Google Analytics before, it's very easy to install it. You just get your web guy, SEO guy, to put a simple code Google will give you onto the pages of your site, and within 48 hours, you'll start getting data, and it's free. If you start getting data, you never got it before, and it shows zero, again, your site probably is penalized. But if it shows 3 or 4 visits a day, you know, even at that low, low level, your site's probably not penalized, okay? Moving on, another way to look at it. Now, this is getting more technical and more difficult, but we want to look at the links that point to your website. They're called backlinks, all right? A way to do this, again, is to go to Majestic SEO, or you can go to OpenSiteExplorer.org. And when you put your site into either of these sites, it'll show you a list of all the links that are pointing to your site. And the nice thing is what it does, it typically sorts them in terms of strength, the strongest ones first. So when you look at those links, it'll show you literally the address of the website that's pointing to you. So if a non-competing lawyer is pointing to you, you know, let's say the guy's name is Jeff Walker in Cincinnati, and his website's jeffwalkerlaw.com, and you got a link from him, you know, it may say jeffwalker.com/resources. And that'll be one of your links. That's a good link, okay? What to look out for is bad links. Links from overseas, like Russia, Japan, India, Europe. You know why these are bad? Is because they're just not relevant. Why would a site from Russia or China or Japan link to you? It makes no sense. If it's a legal site, sure. But in my experience, I've almost never seen a legal site from overseas linking to anyone. So if you see those links, that's a problem. That definitely could lead to Google penalizing your site. All right, another type of link to look for is from an article directory. So some article directories are good, and the links are not going to hurt you. Some are bad. Some of the good article directories are eZine Articles, Article Alley, Articles Base. The bad ones are too numerous to mention. But if you look and you see that you've got some from, you know, a lot of links from article sites, you may want to look and see if any of these sites, when you go to them, if they're just full of garbage content, and if they have porn ads or Viagra ads or, you know, stuff that's totally non-relevant to you. That's another way to see if you've got some bad links. Another way, which is a little bit harder still, is to look at all the other links to your site and go to the URLs, the website addresses that are pointing to you, and look at those sites. Does it make sense that that site would link to you? If not, it may not hurt you, but it's not going to help you. So it's like eating a diet of M&Ms, okay? You know, they're not going to help you health-wise, and they're probably just junk and going to make you fat and sick. So same thing with links that are not relevant. If you've got a link from a flower shop or, a candy store or just something that makes absolutely no sense, you know, a plastic surgeon, unless you do PI or MedMal, I mean, that stuff just does not make sense. And if Google reviews it with a human, which they do sometimes, or even their algorithms review it and they see that link, they'll either discount it and give you no credit for it, or they may penalize you. But for the most part, they'll just silently put the pillow over the face of the link and smother it, and it won't give you any credit. So that's another thing to look for to see if your site has been penalized by Google. So if you've got a lot of bad links, if you've got truly bad ones from Russia, China, that kind of stuff, or just real garbage ones and no good ones, that also could mean that your site is penalized, especially if this scenario happens. So if you've got a ton of links showing up on Majestic SEO or Open Site Explorer, and you have a good trust flow or a good domain authority, which is what Open Site Explorer uses to gauge how strong your site is, if those numbers are really good and you have a ton of links, but the links are bad, that definitely could lead to a situation where you'll be penalized. Because I've seen that before, where a site has like a 50 for TrustFlow, they have thousands of links, but I look and I see like most of the links are garbage, and their site was penalized. The site was getting like one search a day. And when we abandoned the site and went to a new one, we had a fresh start, and the new site started to outrank the old one within like 3 months. It was real quick. So these are a lot of the ways that you can tell if your website's been penalized by Google. But it should be pretty obvious when you look at all these ways. If it's not, and you still don't know why, obviously, first of all, you're welcome to give me a call, and I'll do my own diagnosis. I'll go even deeper and see what's going on with your site. But if something jumps out at you by doing these few simple things, then yes, your site probably is penalized. What do you do about it? Well, there's some penalties you can recover from, some you can't. It kind of depends on your situation. Again, I'd recommend that you speak to, you know, qualified SEO professional, or again, we can do that same thing for you, and diagnose and say, is it worth it to keep the site or to start fresh? So I hope this helps you in diagnosing the health of your site when it's driving you crazy and you don't know what's wrong. Thank you. It's Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. If you want to give us a call, it's 888-225-8594. Website is speakeasymarketinginc.com. Take care.